The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
And welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan. Now, just the mention of the word itch can have some people struggling not to scratch. So imagine the intense sensation of that always being with you to the extent that you tailor your movements, your clothes, your days, the stress that it causes you. My guest this morning has been living with and looking into the condition of psoriasis for a number of years. She's here to tell us more. Good morning, Zoe Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So tell us about psoriasis. Have you always had it? Is it just something that came along? Does it go away? How's your experience been with it?
Well, my journey so far with psoriasis has been, I was officially diagnosed with it when I was 18 years old. Okay. But when I was diagnosed with it, they looked back on my medical records and they said, do you know what? We think you've actually been suffering with this for quite some time now and it's just been misdiagnosed. So when I look at my psoriasis journey, I think of it of the misdiagnosis years, the denial years, and then now. So when we look at the misdiagnosis years, when I was about two or three,
yeah,
my parents were told I had a really severe case of eczema, which is similar to psoriasis, but a different condition. And the reason why it was seen as eczema is it's very common amongst children. And what they actually think now it was a type of psoriasis called inverse psoriasis.
What?
And there's different types of psoriasis. And with inverse psoriasis, it's this red, shiny type of psoriasis that resembles kind of raw flesh.
Okay.
And it doesn't have that kind of a flaky white layer, which most people do associate with psoriasis. So there was that from that age. And as you said, comes and goes. It did clear up after a couple of years of having that, but came back then another form of when I was around seven or eight, I was told I had athlete's foot.
Right.
Yet again, probably inverse psoriasis, because inverse psoriasis typically forms in kind of the folds of your skin or where you sweat. That's why it doesn't have that white layer on it, because it's moisturized, doesn't have, you know, that ability to form that layer. So they cleared up using different types of kind of treatments and remedies. And then it was when I was 18, I developed psoriasis of the scalp. And it was quite an aggressive form of psoriasis. That's when I went to a specialist. Straight away, they knew it was psoriasis of the scalp. And that's when they said, you know, we think this could actually have been a niggling issue all along.
The signs were there.
Signs were there, but it's just because I had all these conditions that seemed unlinked throughout the years, they weren't able to quite tie them together. And then with the diagnosis of psoriasis, it all made sense then.
So you had the misdiagnosis years and then you have what you call the denial years.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're an 18-year-old girl and, like, I mean, I had no idea going into that consultation what I had. To be quite honest with you, I thought I just had some sort of extreme dry skin on my scalp and probably a severe case of dandruff, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did appear as if overnight, and I had been hiding it for a couple of months. I was going through my leaving cert year and I was so consumed by the leaving cert that I didn't have time to be thinking of health conditions. So I did put it to the back of my mind and I ignored it until it got to a stage where I couldn't ignore it anymore. So I told my parents about it and they said, okay, we have to get this looked at. It's quite extensive at this stage. So I went into that consultation honestly thinking she'd recommend some sort of dandruff shampoo. So,
and they would all be over.
Exactly. So for someone to turn around and deliver the diagnosis of incurable to an 18-year-old girl who obviously at that stage, very self-conscious of your image. So someone telling you that this thing that is visibly on your skin that looks unsightly, you know, doesn't go with the whole Insta-worthy image that we all try to attain.
Mm.
It was quite devastating. And for years, I was in complete denial about the diagnosis. I didn't want to know about it. I was no more interested. I just wanted it gone.
Psoriasis, we should say at this stage, is a chronic inflammatory skin disorder, affects 73,000 people in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But it's incurable.
Yes.
Essentially. But it is treatable, is it?
It is. And there's so many treatment options. But the problem with it is because it's autoimmune, it affects everybody differently. And everybody's body kind of reacts differently to the treatment. So there's no one treatment that they could say is a cure-all because everybody's body reacts differently. So it's usually, unfortunately, a case of trial and error. You have to try all the treatment routes to see how they kind of affect you. And then from the results, then your dermatologist will think, okay, well, this combination hasn't worked. It usually is a case of it's not just one treatment. It'll be a combination of them. And it's trying to find that combination and it can take years to do that.
When you said at 18 that you came to your parents and said, I need to do something about this. Mm. What was the effect it was having on your life? And it's only a few years ago, isn't it?
It was, yeah. I'm only 24 now, so you could say that it hasn't been a long time, but it seems like it's just consumed my whole life since then.
Yeah.
I suppose it started off with really that I was doing afternoon study in the dining hall and you'd be just unintentionally, you wouldn't even know you're doing it, that you'd have your hand maybe up to your face while studying and you'd just be picking away at the plaques. And it was this unconscious decision, but you'd know you'd gone too far when you'd look at your fingernails and you'd see blood underneath the fingernails.
Right.
And it's when it started getting sore. You know, I had all these sores that were oozing on my scalp. And, you know, as I said, it started off quite small, just a small patch behind my ear at the back of my neck. And I realised myself it was travelling very rapidly across my whole head. And I said, you know, I need to tell somebody about this. So I mentioned it to my mother and I'll never forget her reaction. She said to me, OK, sit down there. We're in the kitchen. And she said, I'll have a look at it. And I said, I think it's just a little bit of dandruff. And she said, OK, grand, I'll have a look. I remember she kind of paused and she said to me, Zoe, your scalp is destroyed. She was like, what have you done? And she said, there's all these open cuts and sores. They're wow. bleeding. She was like, how long has this been going on for? And not that she was mad at me, but I think she was more shocked that this was happening and she'd no idea.
Now, you're a young woman, obviously, and you've got beautiful hair. I can see we're far enough apart. I can see your hair. So the awkward situations that it creates for you. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, well, I think with any visual condition, it's always something that's like, you're going to be very conscious of it, especially with, as I said, today, it's this beauty standard that you have to reach. This imperfections are not included. And, you know, to have these markings on your skin are seen as imperfections. So for me, I'm very fortunate in that, as you said, I do have quite thick hair. So I am able to cover it because my psoriasis at the moment is predominantly isolated to my scalp area down the back of my head and my ears. So I am able to cover it. And then I have psoriasis on my face, so I can cover that. But it is something you're very self-conscious of. And throughout my college years, I did a bit of modelling. And I also remembered that it was something that you're all self-conscious of, about that you had to hide the plaques of it. And I vividly remember this one day going into the photo shoot, and what the way they'd have it set up is they'd have a rail ready with all the different outfits for the day. And I walked in and I saw all these skirts and I said to myself, oh God. And the reason for it was that morning in particular, I wasn't able to cover the psoriasis on my legs. I tried with tan and makeup and it actually seemed to be clinging to the skin and making it more visible.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm not going to be able to cover this. So when I saw the skirt, I went in and put it on. And I came out and really quietly and slowly made my way over to the photographer. And I felt the need to kind of make this lighthearted joke to her and say to her, oh, you might need to do a bit of photoshopping there, pointing to the area. And she looked down and she just goes, oh, I never even noticed. Whereas for me, it was I thought everyone in the room, it was the only thing they'd see. So really, it's something that it's very self-conscious and that it affects your, I think a lot of people don't realise the impact it has on your mental health and well-being, but it does cause other health implications as well. So because it's autoimmune, it's not just a skin condition, it does have a knock-on effect that it can cause damage within as well. Mm-hmm. And you're at a higher risk of developing cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, risk of stroke and heart attack. And then as well as having the visual impacts and the effects on your digestive system and bowel, if someone has psoriasis of the nails or a type of arthritis called psoriatic arthritis, which people with psoriasis are at a high risk of developing, their mobility and they're able to function normally the way that you would on a normal basis is greatly impacted because of the pain that the psoriatic arthritis and the nails has caused.
That's at the very serious end of it, isn't
it? It is. And it's generally when people see it forming on the nails, that's when they know that they're at very high risk of developing the psoriatic arthritis.
That it's an internal.
Yes.
At that stage. It's the having to, like, you feel like you need to explain it before people have even seen it.
Yeah.
Can you put us into your mind in those moments that you're just so aware of it, you're just expecting someone to come along and say, oh, look, there's something in your hair or something on your legs. Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, well, I have to say fair play to all my friends, like my girlfriends, that, you know, you'd be nights where you'd be out in a bar or something, or you'd be in the toilets and they go really loudly. They'd be like, you just have a little bit of fluff there, and they know what it is, but they just want to pick it out so that no one points it out to me. But in regards how, you know, that you'd be so self-conscious of it, it's a case of that, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, I'm very, very conscious that there's a lack of awareness and understanding of the condition in Ireland. So when people see it, they don't know what it is. And the problem is, if someone doesn't know what something is, they tend to be afraid of it because they don't know what to think of it. And I think when you see something that resembles a rash, you think contagious.
Yes.
So that's the one that really plays on my mind.
It's the biggest myth, isn't it?
It is the biggest myth. And I have the fear always that if people see it, that they might recoil back from me, be afraid to stand too near to me. And it's not the case at all. It does not harm them in any way. But I think because I'm so self-conscious of the fact that that is commonly believed, that that is the main thing for me. And it's when you meet somebody new, before they can even have a chance to point it out, I want to get in there first. Okay. I want to say to them, by the way, I have a condition called psoriasis and it's not contagious. And I think that a big
do you
area
still,
about
you do
this,
that now still, do you?
Do you know, I'm trying not to as much. Yeah. I'm really, you know, since starting up the platform, I've been trying to really embrace the marks more so, because I've come to understand they're not going anywhere anytime soon. So instead of trying to hide them and conceal them all the time, I may as well embrace them and wear them proudly, per se.
And the loudest way to do that is tell us about these platforms, because social media, and you yes. kind of, you're wearing the psoriasis badge in yeah. a way, and owning it so that it doesn't become the awkward situation nonstop. Yeah. What's it called and how does it work?
So just a month ago now, I have decided to set up an awareness platform called Itching to Tell You. And I think the way things are gone nowadays, social media is the best way to reach a large audience yeah. for that.
And a bit of humour as well always helps, doesn't it? Itching to tell you.
Itching to tell you, yeah. So the whole point of it is that obviously itch is one of the main symptoms of psoriasis. So I thought, you know that phrase of people going, oh, I'm itching to tell you something. And
yeah.
it's all about that I want to spread awareness for the condition. And it's that I found from, I filmed a documentary series a couple of years ago as part of my college degree mm-hmm. and I found out so much about my condition and how to treat it. And I said, you know, I found out so much information that I wasn't aware of beforehand. So if I'm not aware of it, other people who have psoriasis don't know. People who don't have psoriasis at all, they don't definitely don't know.
When you meet someone new mm-hmm. and you explain to them, I've got psoriasis, are you met with blank stares? People generally haven't heard of it, have they?
Do you know, to be honest with you, every single person knows someone who has psoriasis. And it's also a case of, you say it, I used to say it, but now that I've gotten more vocal about it and say, I have psoriasis, someone's going to turn around and say, oh, do you know what? My uncle from down the road and Kerry's wife's sister's cousin or something has it. Do you know, everybody knows someone, but no one really truly understands what it is. Yeah. And so because of that, I find it, but as you would say there now, I have it well concealed. I'm a master of the concealing. I've been doing it for years. So I find that if you were making eye contact with someone and say, oh, I have a condition called psoriasis, and they tend to know it's something about the skin, and you see their eyes trying not to obviously scan your whole body to find the psoriasis.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah.
So when you did the project, the documentary project, mm-hmm. You talked to your dad about it.
Yes. So for many years with my psoriasis, I felt very alone with it. And I wasn't aware that there were so many other people who suffered from the condition. And the reason for that being that people who have psoriasis, they don't tend to talk about it, and mm-hmm. they don't tend to show their skin. And that's because it's so highly stigmatized, and that they fear that they're not going to be accepted for it. So because of that reason, I had never really met anybody who had psoriasis. And people always think that's strange because my dad does have psoriasis. But in fact, his psoriasis developed later in life. Mm. So his psoriasis actually appeared after mine. But psoriasis is genetically inherited, so it is the direct line there that I got it from him. But up until then, they were going, who did she get it from? And, you know, each side of the family, you know, the embarrassment of me, they were like going, well, she didn't get it from ours. Only my granny said that last week. But so my dad, I decided to do the interview with him. And to be quite honest with you, you'd imagine that having a shared condition would be something that would bring two people closer together, but unfortunately had the opposite effect with us. So myself and my dad were always very close when I was growing up. We had very similar interests and we always got on really well. And it was as if from when I was diagnosed, you were so embarrassed about it that you didn't want to talk about it. So I nearly avoided him at the weekends when you'd be coming home from college, because you knew he was going to ask. And it's as if the two of us were so ashamed and embarrassed of our condition that we were blinded that if someone else understood exactly what it was like to live with it.
Yeah.
You know, like we were living under the same roof for years and we never once spoke about it. And with that interview, I literally rang him and I said, myself and a crew were coming down to do an interview with you about your psoriasis during the week.
And this is the first time you
first time
ever discussed
we it. Ever even brought it up. Like, and he was like, oh, right, OK, I'll be ready. So didn't have a say in it. Good old Irish daddy, just did what he was told. So we came down and you know yourself from interviewing people that you're invested in the conversation and you can show empathy and relate with the person, but you're always that little bit removed. And that's what I was like sitting in the chair that day talking to my dad. He was sitting in front of me and he was telling me how it impacted his life to live with this condition every day. And it's only afterwards when I stepped outside the interview room that I thought to myself, did he really just say that? And it really hit home that, you know, I'd never heard somebody else describe what it was like to live with psoriasis to me, and I could not put it into words better than he did.
You didn't know how badly he was struggling with it.
No, absolutely not.
We actually have a clip of your dad, Dennis. Dennis Ryan, a good awfully man.
Good awfully man.
We'll have a clip of what Dennis told his daughter in that interview.
You get very frustrated, and it gets you down because, you know it can be seen. I just felt embarrassed to go into a chemist and ask about it because I hate showing anybody it. It's dirty looking. You know, it's horrible. People think you've something else in your hair, you know, and you don't know what it is yourself. You have to listen to the doctors. And you know there's nothing in it because I do wash my hair so often. Then I stop washing my hair so often. See, would that help?
I mean, he really struggled with it, didn't he?
Yeah, and the thing is, as you said, even though I had lived with it for so many years and I knew what the struggle was like, for some reason, it's as if your parents to you are these untouchable people. You think that the world just can't hurt them, and you're going, well, they might be having this effect on me, but your daddies can't be hurt. You know, they can't be affected by it in any way. And to see how emotional he was about it, talking to me about it, and it was such a raw interview. You know, he really didn't hold back. He told me exactly what it was like. And I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. I was thinking, I did not realise he was struggling like this for so many years. And that's when it really hit home for me, that I thought, there's something wrong with that. That a parent and their child, I mean, a father and their daughter, couldn't talk about a shared condition that they had. And I said, something has to change here.
A texter comes in. It sounds like a harsh question, but I know where they're coming from. Does Zoe think her dad may feel guilty for passing on the condition to his beautiful daughter?
I mean, I would hope not, because the thing is, psoriasis, it can't be helped. It's genetically inherited.
Nobody knows the cause.
No.
It's literally hereditary, isn't it?
They know it's hereditary.
But it doesn't affect everyone in the family.
Absolutely not.
It's random.
Yeah, so it's only, say if a parent has psoriasis, there's only a 10% chance that they're going to pass it on to their children. I mean, my sister doesn't have psoriasis. So, do you know, and out of my dad's family, so it was that his grandfather had it, but my granddad didn't have it, and out of their 12 children, daddy was the only one to get it. So it is very much at random. So as you just saw, I also, my sister, she's lucky. You know, I was the unfortunate.
There's an incredible sense of shame around it because he's saying it feels like it's dirty looking.
Yeah.
But like, no one's to blame. It's not as if you've done something in your lifestyle that's caused a thing, and yet it's there, isn't it?
I know.
It must have a huge impact then on mental health.
Absolutely. I think it's because you're so self-conscious that you've no idea what's going through someone else's head when they see it. I mean, there's certain instances where I would think it's unacceptable for me to come on in with psoriasis coming up through my hair or visible on my skin, because you think that people will think it's got to do with a grooming issue, or that, oh, you think she would have maintained herself better or something like that. Whereas that's not the case. I mean, it's very hard to conceal, and I do have ways of concealing it. But some days, I mean, the plaque is so thick on your head sometimes, it's like a white halo around your head. And then you've got lumps of the psoriasis coming through your hair, getting stuck in it, because obviously you have long hair. So if you put a brush through your hair, it unearths it and brings it down. And I just think as well, something I'm very conscious of on Dublin buses, as I said, I'll be doing that unconscious picking. And you see in the corner of your eye this big pile of snow on your shoulder. And you have to do that. I do the meetings as well. And you have to think, when can I do that big massive swoosh where I knock it all off me and no one's going to see it? Because I think people will just think it's dandruff. And I mean, dandruff isn't anything got to do with poor hygiene, but I think people think of anything flaky, it's dirty, like as my father said, and that, do you know, it's something that's just unhygienic, unclean.
On a personal level, the stigma associated with it, having that conversation with your dad, that must be huge relief for both of you. It must have swept a lot of it.
Yeah.
The kind of the guilt, shame, the sense of it being dirt, that must, surely it's kind of swept away a little bit, has it?
It did. I mean, it brought me great comfort to know that somebody else felt the exact same way. Because as I said, for years, I felt I was alone in feeling the way I was. And doing that documentary, that's really the best thing to come out of it. I got an opportunity to speak to other psoriasis sufferers and hear about their experience with it and how they live with it. But what also came out of that is I was shocked and enraged really at how some of them were treated by other people and how they felt their condition made them nearly discriminated against or targeted. And it was from that I said, do you know what? Psoriasis is nothing to be afraid of, not for people who don't have it. And I said, this stigma needs to be broken down. And that's why I wanted to do something. So I went online and I started looking for the psoriasis community online. And I was so surprised at how many people just so bravely showed their skin. But I realised there was a lack of an Irish presence. And yeah. I thought to myself, that's a good opportunity there. There's a lack in the market.
And it's very common here because obviously it affects the northwestern Europe, doesn't it? Because it's the skin. It doesn't affect it in the sunnier climes because actually sun can be can help it. The people who are sharing their psoriasis are doing it on text as well. 51551, ryan@rte.ie is the email. I have psoriasis on my scalp 34 years. Like Zoe said, I dress around it, spend my life scratching. Nothing has ever helped. It's worse than ever. It's like a form of torture, says this texter. I have psoriatic arthritis, which is connected. It took a long time to have diagnosed. It is so painful, says Val. There's a longer one here. It says, I'm now 52. I've psoriasis since I was 8. Let me assure you, it's incurable. Numerous long hospital stays over the years. Otherwise, I'm healthy. I'm a very confident person. And this has truly helped me cope with life, PE in school, social life, dressing prettily and so on. Luckily, I'm very fair, so my scalp psoriasis wasn't too obvious. I've always shown it. I've never hid it. And this is possible due to my confidence, which aligns with yours, Zoe. Unfortunately, it has led to arthritis. Not easy to deal with. This lady is so honest, but I can only advise, live with it, difficult and all as it may be. I too had great friends and still do. Psoriasis is much more common than we think, and they're thanking you. Loads of people thanking you. I agree with Zoe. The amount of people who suffer from psoriasis is unbelievable, says Mick, who calls himself the Baldy Barber in Cork. He's also talking about alopecia there in that one. And someone says, I have a friend with bad psoriasis. He's very worried about getting vaccinated as it's an autoimmune condition. Could you comment on that? Vaccines, obviously, you're only 24, so you're not in that area now. Mm. But as you might correct me on this, neither of us are medical experts, mm-hmm. but I don't think it affects, does it?
I remember at the start of the pandemic, I was very confused with it because, you know, they were saying all these at-risk groups. And obviously, I have an autoimmune condition. So I was thinking, well, does that mean I'm more susceptible to mm-hmm. get it or not? But as you said, we're not medical professionals. But my understanding of it is that with the autoimmune system, your immune system is meant to protect you from, to put it simply, the bad things. And with psoriasis, it malfunctions. It's as if it misfires and it just starts attacking anything that comes its way. So it's as if your immune system is having a battle internally okay. with itself. Yeah. So
it doesn't mean you've bad immunity.
No, but what people should be aware of is that if they're taking a psoriasis treatment that is an autoimmune suppressant, then they are more at risk of getting, you know, common colds, even like
as
things
you said
like
earlier,
that.
The experience is different because everyone's body is
absolutely.
Different.
Absolutely. So
and
I suppose,
the vaccine is the same. So talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor
about it with the advice. Listen, it's been a fantastic conversation because you've definitely shone a light on the thing you wanted to do. Itching to tell you, Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's on Twitter as well?
It is, yes. So every week I put up a new YouTube video talking about a different topic related to life with psoriasis. And then that conversation tends to carry on over on Instagram. We do have a Facebook and a Twitter page as well. But the Facebook page is currently under construction. So really, Instagram is the main place to go.
Zoe Ryan, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you
very much. And the best luck to you and your dad.
Thank you so much.
There may be an answer. Keep searching and there may be an answer one day.
Absolutely.
Take care.